Powerful unions in South Africa, like the Congress of South African Trade Unions, have joined a new campaign to oppose Walmart's plan to buy out South African big box retailer, Massmart. South African unions with close links to the ruling African National Congress government are seeking to block Walmart from its plan to rapidly expand in sub-Saharan Africa. To disrupt ongoing merger talks, the South African Commercial, Catering and Allied Workers Union launched a broad-based campaign against Walmart and its anti-union practices. South African unions are also calling for Walmart to release its handbook that advises managers how to preserve a union-free workplace. According to the news magazine In These Times, the union is demanding that Walmart accept the existing terms and conditions of current labor contracts with Massmart. The South African campaign is based on the success of the U.S. Wake Up Walmart campaign, organized by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, that blocked Walmart in major cities like Los Angeles. As the financial crisis worsened in the fall of 2008, General Electric borrowed $16 billion by selling commercial paper through the Federal Reserve System. GE relied on these short-term loans to pay for daily operating expenses. After Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy on September 15, 2008, the market for commercial paper dried up, and the Fed intervened to keep the commercial paper marketplace open. Through a congressional mandate, the Fed recently disclosed that 82 companies borrowed $738 billion through the Federal Reserve's commercial paper funding facility. According to the investigative website ProPublica, GE had $100 billion in outstanding debt in commercial paper in 2008. Though claiming publicly there were no financial problems, GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt met privately with President Bush's Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and laid out a very different scenario, according to Paulson's new book about the crisis. If Paulson's new book, On the Brink, Inside the Race to Stop the Collapse of the Global Financial System, is correct, it could mean trouble for GE in court. Shareholders are accusing Immelt and other company officials in civil suits for withholding key information and misleading investors. Former Alaska governor and possible Republican presidential candidate Sarah Palin has paid thousands of dollars for a mysterious research consultant whose office consists of a mailbox in Wyoming. According to Mother Jones magazine, the researcher is right-wing Dutch blogger Joshua Levestro, who has long defended Palin, the former GOP vice presidential candidate, from media critics ranging from The Atlantic magazine, Politico, and the conservative National Review. Levestro is founder of the right-wing Edmund Burke Foundation in the Netherlands, created to counter mainstream social democratic ideals in the Western European country. During the height of the Bush war in Iraq, Levestro compared the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Baghdad to an out-of-control frat party. In the 1990s, Levestro worked for Britain's Conservative Party as an aide to Fritz Bolkestein, then a member of the European Commission dealing with financial services issues. According to a report by the website Real Clear Politics, Levestro was paid $16,000 by Palin's Sarah PAC to advise the Tea Party's favorite Republican on the European debt crisis. In recent weeks, Palin has blasted the Federal Reserve for orchestrating a new round of stimulus by purchasing over $600 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. Former George W. Bush speechwriter David Frum has criticized Palin's choice of advisors. In mid-November, Frum wrote on his blog, "It's almost as if Governor Palin finds the idea of expertise not merely incomprehensible, but actually repugnant." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.